This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Supreme Court has made two highly anticipated rulings in cases regarding President Donald Trump's bid to keep his financial records under wraps. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The High Court has upheld a demand from Manhattan's district attorney for the president's tax returns as part of a grand jury probe, rejecting administration arguments that the president's immune from investigation while in office. But in a separate ruling, it says Congress cannot, at least for now, get the president's financial records, sending both cases back to lower courts. The outcomes give the president at least a short-term win, since it's now unlikely any of the financial records will become public soon. The court ruled 7-2 in both cases, with Trump appointees Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh joining the majority in each. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The United States reported more than 56,300 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday, the third day in a row that infections have risen by at least 55,000, with California, Florida, and Texas breaking records. Hopes are fading for an economic revival. U.S. stocks closed down about 1% as investors worried another lockdown would cripple businesses. Even outside the nation's three most populous states, cases are rising. Alabama, Montana, and Wisconsin recorded their biggest one-day rise in cases ever on Thursday. The United States has reported more than 3.1 million cases of the coronavirus and more than 133,000 deaths from it. That makes some Americans hesitant to return to public spaces and patronize businesses, despite President Donald Trump's efforts to downplay the risks. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday it was setting up an independent panel to review its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the response by governments. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark and former Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf have agreed to head the panel and choose its members. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the panel will be independent and will do a comprehensive evaluation of the lessons learned from the pandemic.
The magnitude of this pandemic, which has touched virtually everyone in the world, clearly deserves a commensurate evaluation, an honest evaluation.
The announcement follows strong criticism by U.S. President Donald Trump, who accused the WHO of being China-centric, and the U.S. notification on Tuesday that it was withdrawing from the U.N. agency in a year's time. One of South Korea's most prominent elected officials, Park Won-soon, the longtime mayor of Seoul, was found dead by police on Friday after he was reported missing by his daughter amid a criminal probe of alleged impropriety. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency said the mayor's body was found at Mount Bugak in northern Seoul around midnight, near where his phone signal had last been detected. The agency did not give a cause of death. A police official told reporters at a television briefing at the scene there was no sign of foul play, although a detailed investigation would be needed. As mayor of the city of nearly 10 million people, Park was one of South Korea's most influential politicians and played a high-profile role in its response to the coronavirus pandemic. He was seen as a potential presidential hopeful for the liberals in the 2022 presidential elections.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. More than 1.3 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, an historically high pace that shows many employers are still laying people off in the face of a resurgent coronavirus. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The surge in COVID-19 cases in some parts of the country has muddled the job market.
Now we still have a high level of layoffs, but it's pretty much the same from week to week.
Gus Fauché, chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
If we saw the number of cases decline, if we weren't worried about ICU capacity, I think that would help. But unfortunately, that doesn't appear to be on the horizon.
Some good news, the total number of people who are receiving jobless benefits dropped by 700,000. That suggests that some companies are continuing to rehire workers. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.